Good evening, CCC Camp 2011, and this is should be the Activist Hour, but we have a rescheduling because of the massive popularity of Jeremy Zimmerman's lecture, which is about to start. And no one wants to show up as a guest on the show. Well, no one except Flyco, Claudia. And what's your name again? Popov? Oh, okay. And GMC and behind the... Oh, yes. This is some music. Let's stop it.
Is it really?
Yes, wow. It is. But you just listened to Prelude by Luke Hash, which is some 8-bit stuff. And well, since the music starts already and I'm unable to handle iTunes nowadays, that's. And I haven't been drinking that much lately. You just heard the intro of Contraband from the album Le Cauchemar de Kipling. No idea what that means. It's some French stuff. And the song is called Chloe. And let's listen to that. By the way, where is Chloe?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Ask Wim.
I should. Okay, off we go. Taylor. And the well, and it's from the album Beat Elementals, and it's a bit jazzy, and we're a bit in the mood for jazz and chill stuff, and aren't we? Flyco, what do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I think everybody's sort of relaxing a bit. They've had a long day here at camp. The weather's been nice. People are eating a little bit of barbecue and making new friends. I think they're ready for something smooth.
Making new friends and old enemies. That sounds like a wonderful pastime.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard Chloe, and apparently Chloe is missing in action.
No, she's not.
Well, j'ai désolé, Chloe.
He told us he was not missing. Sorry. Don't listen to me, I'm tired.
Well, I usually listen to you. You're usually a thoughtful person.
Come on.
The next song, actually, I chose for the album name. It's Pond Life Fiasco. I think that takes some pretty good stuff to come up with. Pond Life Fiasco.
Punk Life Fiasco.
Pond Life, yes. Like ponds come making music. Well, that's what I take it from.
A fiasco.
Not punk, P-U-N.
No, pond, as in the pond.
Pond Life Fiasco.
Yes.
Ah, okay, all right.
Okay.
Sure.
We can...
Show us.
And I think we can... let's throw it in. The artist name is High Forever Sent... Well, I'm mutilating. The song name is a Deep Sea Diver, and let's go for it. Okay, that was Pond Life Fiasco. Well, that's the album, but I can pronounce it easier than the artist. So that was Deep Sea Diver. Not very jazzy, actually, but apologies for anyone inconvenienced by the lack of jazz in the past 3.5 minutes. And I think we throw in some real jazz.
Well, someone is doing an attempt to walk in really, really silently without anyone noticing. So I think we should pay some attention to that.
Yes, and then he's bringing in a massive sausage.
Yeah.
Which makes it a bit of a sausage fest. But well, he'll probably share his thoughts on the sausage and everything else in a while. And I also think we should discuss free culture a bit here and there. Although I've run out of opinions. It's peak opinion, just I'm like peak oil.
I'm also fresh out. I'm sorry. I can't give you any opinions.
Okay, let's start with a thesis before throwing in some free culture. Creative Commons sucks. And maybe people will respond. I have no idea, actually.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'll throw in some actually non-sucky jazz stuff. It's Boom Boom Beckett from an album Velo. And the song is called Velo. And off we go. The number is almost... The number was almost finished and the technician was outside taking a smoke.
Yeah, no, I was told... You just have to stop.
Well, using. We have this strict non-smoking policy, so we're taking outside the smoke.
Yeah.
So we should... No, anyway.
I was going to eat my pancake.
Pancakes? That sounds like a...
Pannekuchen.
Yeah, pannekuchen. Proper.
Speckpannekuchen.
The Germans don't have a word for that. They use the word crepes.
Pfannenkuchen? Yeah, crepe, yeah.
And the rate at which they make them is crap.
Yep.
That's something French, though. They put a chocolate spread on it and all. And
well, I think that the chocolate press spread is actually originally Italian.
Is it?
Yeah, Nutella is originally developed in Italy because they didn't get any chocolate during World War II.
Well, I'm glad I know this now.
Yes, that's. I think that's important information. When you're playing trivia.
I think you're making up.
It explains.
It's not. You can look it up on Wikipedia. The history of Nutella. That's an interesting history
that's
of our.
Very interesting.
Well, it explains a lot about them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About the Italians. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nutella mostly consists of nuts. So you consider that the Italians are a bit nutty?
Well, they are big on their nuts.
Well, I'll leave the conclusions to be drawn by other people. But yeah, sure.
Well, that's a bit passive aggressive. That's ever thought about talking to a therapist about that?
Yeah. Well, I was going to finish my. My meat.
Your sausage.
Ponder, yeah.
Yes, yes. Shall we do some clippy bits? Blippy, bits blippy. Or blippy stuff?
Blippy.
Were you young ones listening to Get Off My Lawn and all that?
Is this what you are going to play?
Well, the song is called Data Hell. And the artist is Koto 80. I don't think basic programmers can make proper music. And the album is called Diggy Dick. Well, that was Diggy Dick by Koto 80. Well, the album is Diggy Dick.
And I had a question for you. You choose the music by the name of the group. That's your criteria.
Well, if they suck at picking the voice title. Actually, a few months ago, we were considering having a signal show with only songs with titles with innuendo in them. And there is a... Well, if it were possible for a correlation to be higher than one, it could be in this case. Any song which has a slightly pornographic title on Jamendo is a sign of this band really, really sucks. And hope they used any sexual stuff in there to get any listeners. So
they at haven't got anything else.
Yeah, well, at least subconsciously apparently understand that their music sucks and therefore try to market it that way. And why bother? I've no idea. But what would be, Claudia, since you're asking this question, what would be a proper criterion for choosing music?
Well, if the music is good, what about that?
That's an entirely subjective thing. Yes, he's speechless. This I deserve a Nobel Prize for peace. I got to shut her up.
I was, you know, there is good music. There is something like good music, and there is something like music that sucks. You just told it yourself.
Yeah, that's my opinion. That's also entirely subjective.
Now he said it, the Creative Commons sucks, not the music.
Oh yeah, he said that.
Well, actually, yeah. Good point.
I shouldn't complain about people
playing pedantic cementing games with me, since I enjoy them so much myself. I intended to say a lot of Creative Commons music sucks.
Like a lot of music.
Yeah, Sturgeon's Law, 99% of everything is crap.
Yes.
With
crap.
Yeah.
Avec au chocolat.
Oui. Nutella and bananas.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know what I learned here in this camp? I learned that in chocolate there's a lot of cockroaches.
Yeah, I think that's an urban myth to enforce the paradigm of anorectic women upon the feminist downtrodden masses or something like that.
Gosh, you make up. You have a lot of fantasy, don't you?
Well, this I made up, but the Nutella story, you can look it up on Wikipedia, you still haven't, so again, subconsciously, you know I am right, but you don't want to have to admit it, and so you haven't looked up on Wikipedia yet.
Oh, let's do it.
But in the meantime, we're going to listen to the song Certain Death by Brett Sachs, from his album Out of It.
Brett Sachs is great.
So much for Brett sucks. I agree with Claudia. Brett doesn't suck at all. He's a nice singer-songwriter.
I like Brett with chocolate spread.
Brett with chocolate spreads. No, that's not my thing.
By the way, I look up Nutella on the Wikipedia, and every country has a different recipe for Nutella.
I noticed that.
No. So, and I find it interesting that there are apparently Nutella connoisseurs who compiled a table of the components which go in the various Nutella flavors in the European Union. And apparently in Romania you get rapeseed oil in your Nutella, and in some other countries you get palm oil. And others vegetable oil, whatever that may be.
Someone else is trying to sneak in without anyone noticing.
Ah.
Oh. What? Oh, that's from the Fab Lab truck. I was wondering.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there are also people leaning over inside and visiting the zoo. The monkeys are howling back. Hello there.
Here we go. But welcome.
Yes.
Really, an audience. It's good to know people are listening.
Great. Yes, at the very least, to get an audience.
Yeah,
that's one of the worst things about copyright law, by the way. It deprives artists from an audience.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. The good thing from this kind of radio is that the audience can talk with.
Well, you know, they can sit down, take a mic, introduce yourself, and your T-shirt says, "I only give negative feedback." That makes one wonder.
Negative feedback. Yeah, that's negative feedback is a very important concept in electronic design.
You sound Dutch.
I'm Dutch. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't want to be Dutch about it, but I'm Dutch.
And another one. Trying to sneak in without anyone noticing.
But he is a professional sneaky bastard, so he probably can get away with it.
So, can you stay around a bit? Because I wanted to ask you something, but can't do that on the air, so.
Yeah. So he's not going to propose to you, by the way. That's. No. I don't want to crush any dreams about that, though. I think that. Completely in the spirit of us traveling by public transport here, we should have a song about a road trip, and this song is called Summer Road Trip by Chill Carrier from their album Urban Dreams, and sit back and relax. that was Summer Road Trip by Jill Carrier from her album Urban Dreams. And since GMC has left the building, yes, GMC has left the building, I don't have a lighter. Can someone bring a lighter to the radio tent? Because otherwise I will be deprived of my current little vice. And in the meanwhile, we're discussing English and came to the conclusion that Flycow speaks amazingly good English, considering his background as an American. How did you do that, Flycow?
It took a lot of looking inward and doctors, some medication, sensory deprivation.
Psychotherapy, electroshock therapy.
Yes.
So have you considered the Botox thingy for the stiff upper lip yet?
Yeah,
because
that's
missing yet.
The tongue.
The tongue, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
tongue Botox.
Botox can solve everything, I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like you have a stiff tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Relax. And yeah, and that's how I got the silky pipes.
You're still an amazing bullshit artist. if I were to believe in reincarnation, I would believe you would be the reincarnation of P.T. Barnum, the inventor of the term "does no business like shell business." GMC has joined the building again. May I have your lighter, GMC?
Hmm?
Can I have your lighter?
Why, you still have a lighter of me?
No, I gave it back. I'm rather sure of that. I keep forgetting, though.
I have something else.
I forgot I smoke.
Meanwhile, welcome back, psycho.
Psychic.
Psychic.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he is a little bit psycho, but
yeah, but I'm like
just
the
a little bit.
That would be the combination of me and Flyco. So I don't know where that would end up. So
wait, this is the wrong mic.
What did I hear? That so what was that sound?
I think it was a bird.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, we have something else. What? Always shift places, GMCs. Stop messing around.
It's a shifty fellow.
Shifty fellow.
Yes.
Shift or shit.
Now I'm shifty. First time I'm Francois. Now what was I? Gunther?
Gunther.
And now I'm a shifty person.
Gunther Schneider.
Gunther Schneider.
Ja.
Ja.
Jawohl.
Macht ihr denn wieder gut machen, Schnitzel?
Sicher. I'm wieder gut, weil ich ein Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay, this is going downhill pretty fast already.
Fast.
And to give more class and.
Well, are we still on CCC and now it sucks or?
No, it's CCC is wonderful, but
I mean there is the thing that you have to the viral thing is not much. People don't seem to get that you can also do a license, you know, and so they think that they can't use the music if it's CCC, but you can still pay the artist. But people don't know that really.
Yes, you can still pay the artist, but that's that would have been a serious subject, and we just concluded that this is the inactivist hour. But I would be.
I'm so I was out probably when you discussed this.
Yeah, yes. you shouldn't. Have
you were missed sorely.
I would appreciate the memo the next time. But
yes, but in case the MPAA has missed the memo, I'll give them a slight little memo right now here. And this it's hip hop, and since Flyco is a hip hop connoisseur. I'd like to get his in-depth analysis and review of the following song.
I have a question, though.
Well, it's going to have to wait, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I'll
you can't ask questions while the music is playing. That's rude.
Yeah, well, the mics are open, right, so just go ahead.
You'll ruin the whole music.
Shut up.
If you talk through the music.
So that was Fuck the MPAA from the album Hotel Coral Essex, from the British Wigger act Futuristic Sex Robots, on which we get back later on. But Flyco, what's your...
No, I like the track, and I agree, I'm all about the, you know, fuck the MPAA, fuck the RIA. But
there's nothing
left
to fuck if they're gone, and they will be gone in a few years.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the big thing with the CC and why it sucks is why would an artist want to make music for no money?
Yeah.
Can you help me understand this? I actually from America, so I don't even understand why I'm thinking about this without getting paid. So can you explain to me what the motivation would be?
There's a simple theory, which is not mine, about what drives people. People want to get laid, want to have power, and want to have stuff. Basically, it's greed, glutton, horniness, and thirst for power.
All virtues.
All, yes. And getting laid is a lot easier when you're famous.
Yeah.
So, even without copyright, as long as the average horny teenager knows that the chances of getting laid are way higher if you're playing a crappy punk rock band instead of saying, I want to become an accountant later. Or...
True.
Whatever.
But that's what you say, that's the motivation to be a musician.
Artists in general are attention whores. Yes.
But apart from that, it's not just... If you do CCC, it's not impossible to make money anymore. It's just that if you expect to make money by shifting boxes full of CDs, that's not how it works anymore.
No, now, therefore,
not saying that I have the answer, but that's the reality at the moment.
Well, and a few years ago, I had a long-winded conversation with a jazz artist from the Netherlands, and he's rather famous for always being in trouble with his studio, and he said, well, I consider downloading theft, but it's a bit like theft from a good friend of yours who's stealing the last crappy chair in your house after everything else has been stolen by the studios. So it's at least theft by nice people. This guy is handing out USB sticks with his stuff. It's really funny because he actually makes quite a bit of money. He tends to be asked to play at a gig for, let's say, €2,500, does 4-5 to 6 gigs a week, especially during summer. And I don't think he's eating Nutella on his sandwiches.
I still don't.
At least
I don't think
it's by choice.
Yeah, but I still don't see the getting laid being sustainable when you're broke.
Yeah.
Because they wake up and they want breakfast or, you know, and then, you know, you don't have money and you open up a can of beans and it's, yeah.
It's the age of the amateur. I think the idea I am entitled to make my pastime a job, even if I'm not talented enough, is a bit also from yesterday. But, yeah.
But the age of the amateur is really, it gives me shiver.
Well, given the popularity of certain professional musicians, I mean, auto-tune is a big thing these days.
Yeah.
It's kind of made explicit. Even if you're completely talentless, you can make music. Yeah, I'm growing old and I hate certain new stuff, but auto-tune is an affront to the ears. Can we agree on that?
Completely disgusting.
Yes, and you're over 10 years younger than I am, so I feel a bit less old about agreeing this one. Also, the getting laid bit is still an issue here. The artists call futuristic sex robots. Anyone here about the likelihood of sex robots in the near future?
They will be there.
They will be there.
Absolutely.
You can't wait.
that's another discussion, but they will be there.
Well, I mean,
they have real those real dolls now. I mean, how hard is it to just implement
actually, when they introduced them 10 years ago, they got flooded by nerds who said, well, I'm into robotics. I may be able to enhance your product. So I think this should be a subject for a hacker workshop in the next decade or something. Like, have you the thing in the Harvard tent hack your own sex robot or something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's going. There's this yearly conference sort of on this subject. There's the in Paris, they had this 3-day con about, I forgot the name, but it was also about sexuality. And,
doesn't Johannes do
that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ars Electronics. It's the yearly thing. Yeah, that's in Chicago.
Okay, I was afraid you had visited a scientific congress on teledildonics or something like that. I was about for a second afraid that this was also already on.
Well, I am working on a paper at the moment, but
on teledildonics.
No, on it's together with BrainSmart working on
sex robots,
non-Euclidic,
non-Euclidic,
advanced non-Euclidic quantum triology.
That sounds like a new case of Rule 34, Cthulhu mythos pornography, mathematician
people.
Pornography. Yes.
How about the relationship? You know,
but like yes, you're touching a nerve here. Because my next question is would be, you're talking about relationship, about caring, romance, etc. Wouldn't this be exploitation of the robots?
Not if they reach around.
Not if they're hetero.
No, reach around.
Oh yes, the reach around theory. Yeah. I've watched Full Metal Jacket. Yes, yeah. That's. Well, that's where I learned the term from that film. So
I don't even know the term. But what is the term?
Reach around.
Yes, that's this famous phrase in Full Metal Jacket where the drill sergeant is telling that this fella wouldn't have the common decency to give a reach around if he were screwing the guy in the ass.
Yes.
And this would kind of explain to you what the reach around means.
Mm-hmm. Give him back.
Since whatever the robot needs, you're there for it.
So lubricating the joints of the robot is
right.
I think this is
cutting
very
fluid.
Robot unfriendly and
cutting fluid.
Yeah, you should cut to some music compensating for that. The song is called For Robot Friendly Floater Remix. It's remixed by Rico Zerone, and that artist is Tom Waxham from his album Robots. Hang on.